我哋開始今朝早上嘅交通聚會。
We'll begin this morning's sharing meeting.
我哋先嚟唱一首。
We'll begin by singing a hymn 378.
378首。
Hymn 378.
呢首詩歌可能對弟兄姊妹一部分嘅弟兄姊妹冇咁。形式
It may not be very familiar to some
of brothers and sisters.
所以我哋先嚟听一次呢首诗歌，叫做《信福》。
So let us listen one time to this hymn, which is titled "Submission."
我哋唱嘅时候，亦都希望弟兄姊妹能够多留意女诗歌里边要带出嚟嘅咩系。
And as we listen, pray that brothers and sisters will take a look at the lyrics to see what the message is there.
我先听一次先。
We'll listen to it first.
有幾多弟兄姊妹仲記得呢首詩歌噶嘛？仲有好多幾位弟兄姊妹。
There are a few brothers and sisters who remember。
所以當你一聽啲音樂嘅時候咧，你有冇嗰個感覺咧？好似好強勢咁樣
That when we hear the music, does it feel like there's a strength behind it?
係啊。
Very lively。
就唔似得嗰啲好温柔嘅詩歌，我徘徊喺主嘅面前，享用佢自己啊，咁唔係咁樣嘅調子啦。
It's not like a song that's very gentle or very soothing or very slow。
而係一個好強有力嘅一個宣告。
And it is very strong with a lot of authority and strength。
知唔知點解啊
？Do we know why？
小華岌頭，知唔知點解
？You know why？
信服係需要有啲力量嘅。
That it takes strength in order to submit。
唔係話你跟住嚟啦咁樣樣。
It's not。
你係要有一個決定，係要make up your mind 要去做一件嘅事情，要聽接受佢嘅命令。
It takes, you have to be sure and make up your mind to accept this command. So therefore, to submit, you need to have some strength.
我们来听,唱一下, Bunny, 先你弹前面那一段,
we'll sing it together.
Yeah. 诗歌咧讲得好清楚啦，我哋系愿意伏喺神嘅权柄嘅底下，啊呢条路咧系唔容易地走，唔容易经过。啊，正如我哋常用嘅题，十字架，我哋要背十字架，背十字架。但系真系你要背嘅时候，系真系需要好大嘅能力。嗱，呢个能力从边度而嚟嘅呢？从神嗰度而嚟，因为佢个爱激励我哋，所以我哋愿意将我自己嘅意愿放低，然后满足神嘅心意咁样。
Just as the lyrics say, in order to follow, it takes a lot of strength, a lot of strength. We say oftentimes where we need to pick up our cross. How are we to get this? How are we to gain this? It does not come from us. It comes from the Lord, the strength to follow him.
Hello. Oh, 我们再来第一节。
Sing again, stanza one.
Hey, hey.
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you with all our heart. Lord, if you did not submit to the will of the Father to come and be nailed on the cross, today we would still be toiling in our trespasses. Lord, we would be waiting for death. For destruction. Oh, but Lord, you took our place instead, and today we've gained life. And Lord, we thank you.
And
it's your great love that has been manifest for us. Oh Lord, may your great love move us to bear our cross to follow after you. According to our flesh, Lord, we know we are not willing.
Oh
Lord, may you grant us the strength in order to submit and follow after you. We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Let us sing again, stanza 3. Submission to the will of him who guides me still. The surety of his love revealed, my soul shall rise above this world in which I move. I conquer only where I yield. We conquer not because of what we do or not do in our flesh, but it's when we yield. Stanza 3, let us sing it one more time. We'll end our singing this morning here. Let's all enter into fellowship together. I have a few words to supplement. Our brother shared just earlier that in order to submit, we need strength. When we submit, we need to bear our cross. That in order to submit, we need to put ourselves down. But after we submit, then we can gain strength. What is it that we are submitting to? We are submitting to our Lord. We are submitting to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in us.
主耶稣说，我他将圣灵赐给我们。
Our Lord told us that he gave us the Holy Spirit.
当我们如果我们接受圣灵的时候，我们就得着能力。
That when we accept the Holy Spirit, then we'll gain strength.
如果我们不顺服圣灵的带领。
That we do not submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们就得不到这个能力。
Then we will not have the strength.
如果我们愿意背起我们的十字架，愿意我们放低的时机，愿意顺服圣灵的带领的时候。
When we're willing to bear our cross and to submit to the Holy Spirit,
我们就得到能力。
Then we'll gain strength.
这个是圣灵神所赐给我们的能力。
This is a strength that has been granted to us by the Lord.
那时候我们就没有惧怕。
Then we'll have no fear.
我们没有任何顾虑。
We have no worries.
我们可以从神那里得到能力。
We will gain strength from God.
愿意这首诗歌激励我们。
It is a hymn to encourage us.
激励我们每一个在座的。
That would encourage each one of us here.
从年老到年轻到年幼的。
The youth to the middle age to the senior.
当我们顺服我们心中圣灵的带领的时候。
We submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
神的圣灵。他就将这个能力赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit will give us the strength.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be given back to him.
祝福归给所有愿意顺服神圣灵带领的人。
And blessing to all those who are willing to submit to this Holy Spirit.
感谢主给我们有一首诗歌。
And we praise the Lord that we have this hymn. I wanted to follow up on a few words from Dr. Wilson.
Hello, 嗰时咧，我真系好感，我真系检讨检查自己。咁我哋系何等样嘅人？我哋有一首诗歌系求主拣选我哋嘅道路，但系我哋系咪真系让主嚟到拣选我哋嘅道路咧？咁样喺呢度嘅，我是何人？
So when I hear, when I sing that refrain, for who am I that I should choose my own way? Are we ones that really say that? Can we choose our own way and let the Lord choose for us? Are we such ones? And I pray that this is our mindset together as one, that we would not choose our own ways, but really allow the Lord to choose for us. May we have this heart to allow the Lord to choose and we can follow after him.
Praise and thank the Lord that it seems like this room is pretty full this morning.
我有少少嘅交通，感谢主，今天早上，我哋好似好满座。
I think part of it is we have a few extra young people with us this morning.
咁相信原因，其中一个原因系我哋当中有多咗一班嘅年轻人。
So my brother and I are having a hard time to find a place to sit.
咁我同弟兄就好似揾唔到地方可以坐嘅地方。
I want to give a praise and thanks to the Lord for the time that we were able to spend together with the youth last weekend.
愿意为着上个星期主俾我哋有机会同呢一班年轻人一同喺主面前相聚，我要感恩。
I know there were many brethren who were praying for that time that we had together.
我晓得好多弟兄姊妹都为着呢一段时光系不断喺主面前为我哋代祷。
The young people were praying.
我晓得年青嘅为咗呢段时间祷告。
The parents were praying.
家长嚟喺嗰度代祷。
The brethren from the other assemblies that we were meeting together with were praying.
咁喺其他地方聚会嘅弟兄姊妹同样嘅一同系为咗呢件事情嚟祷告。
And indeed it was a very blessed time.
实在系一段好蒙福嘅时光。
Now, one of the remarks that was made was,Why are we coming up here on a Memorial Day weekend, up in the woods, up in the forest, when there are so many other things that one could be doing?
咁有人就嚟去问点解我哋要选择喺呢一个亡兵节呢一日 就去到森林嘅深处嚟去咁样嚟去聚会咧。咁嗰一个周末，我哋有好多其他嘅事项可以嚟去做嘅。
We are all very busy people。
咁我哋都系一班好繁忙嘅人。
We enjoy our weekends。
我哋都好愿意嚟去享受我哋每一个嘅周末。
Especially a holiday weekend, a third day, a Monday。
特别系一个长周末系星期一放假嘅。
A number of the young people still had the finals to take.
咁喺嗰一个周末里面，有啲嘅年轻人仲未考大考。
And so there are many reasons why not to come.
咁实在有好多嘅原因系叫我哋唔参加呢一个嘅退休会。
But we praise and thank the Lord that we did come.
但系我哋感谢赞美主，我哋找紧呢个机会，我哋都嚟到参加呢一个嘅退休会。
And that the Lord prepared a way.
就是主是为我们预备了一条路。
Because it wasn't necessarily what, just as this song is saying, it's not what I wish to be, not where I wish to go, but it's really that the Lord would choose our way for us.
咁就好似呢度诗歌所讲，唔系我哋愿意去边一度，唔系去走边一条路，佢系愿意跟从主带我哋走，佢要我哋走一条路。
So the Lord was able to choose the way for many brethren that weekend.
咁我哋晓得喺呢一个周末里面，主就能够为我哋选择嗰一条路。
When we were first praying together for this meeting for the youth，
咁当我哋嚟去准备为咗呢一个嘅退休会嚟去预备嚟喺主面前等候嘅时候
，We had taken an initial survey just to see how many youth might be able to come and join。
咁我哋做咗一个好少少嘅统计想知道有几多嘅年青人会参加。
And so as part of the initial count, within our own assembly here, we thought there might be about a dozen, maybe 15 at the most, that could join.
我们开始做统计，我们就认为会大约有12个至15个会去参加，从我们这一处会所这里。
And then likewise, for the three different assemblies that participated, we thought maybe there would only be about 30 young people, 35.
咁由其他嘅聚会嗰度应该会有30至35个。
So the brethren who were making the reservations only booked the conference site for 30, 35 young people and then maybe a dozen adults.
咁所以预备嘅弟兄们咁佢哋就开头就係 book 咗係大约35个位再加12个大人咁40几个。
But thank the Lord that he did open up the way for us.
但系感谢主，佢系为我哋打开咗一条路。
Because there were many more than just 30 young people there.
咁系参加嘅系比呢一个三十呢个数目更加嘅多。
And thank the Lord that he opened up the space at the conference site.
感谢主，佢系为呢一个为我哋嚟去打开呢一个场地嗰个嘅嘅位嘅位。
So we were able to have much more than 50 people there.
咁系容许我哋有超过50个人嚟去参加。
And so indeed it was a very blessed time.
咁实在系一段好蒙福嘅时光。
We shared from John chapter 17.
咁我哋从约翰福音第十七章嗰度嚟去分享。
And there's just a couple verses I want to just read this morning.
咁愿意同大家嚟去读几次嘅经文。
Many of us are familiar with the Gospel of John chapter 17.
咁大家都好熟悉约翰福音第十七章嘅。
The first one is verse 3.
第一节系十七章第三节。
This is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神。并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And then down towards the end, verse 23.
第23节。
I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you have loved me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
The burden that the Lord had given to the brethren was to share with the young people how it is, well, what is on the Lord's heart.
咁神俾负责嘅弟兄们就有一个负担，咁要将神嘅负担嚟去分享出嚟。
That as we live in this world, we recognize that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
这个负担就是要我们看见,
and our Lord expresses that in the middle of this chapter here. It was really a prayer that we may recall that he had offered up on that night that he was betrayed.
主就在被卖之前那一晚在作这个祷告里面就表达了这个心思。
These were his parting words to his disciples.
这些是他离开世界之前向他所爱的门徒所说的最后一段话。
And so from that standpoint, we know there is something a little extra special here, as one will ordinarily share really the heartfelt, most deep things in those times of departure, ending.
我们晓得通常人都在离去之前所说的那段话是最重要的。
And so we were able to spend some time to fellowship on what it really means then to be those who live as children of God, as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就来去分享作为主的门徒是何等的一回事呢?
That first of all, we would be those who would know him.
首先我们要是那一班认识主自己的那一班人,
to know this life that he has given unto us,
亦都要认识他所赐给我们的生命,
that is of eternal value,
这个是永恒的生命,
and it is of unblemished, a rich character,
是一个丰富没玷污的那个生命。
We shared about the joy that we can have in our Lord and not in this world.
我们亦都分享到我们在主里面怎样能够享用在主里面的喜乐，而这个喜乐是不属于这个世界的。
That we really are a people of purpose.
我们亦都是一班充满目标、目的，是充满神旨意的那一班人。
And that purpose starts front and center with our Lord Jesus Christ and the life that he has placed within us.
这个旨意就是中心，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We shared about being sanctified in the truth.
我们亦都分享到要在真理里面被成圣。
Knowing that the Lord has this work that he's doing within each and every one of us.
亦都要晓得主在我们每一个人身上都是不断地做这个成圣的工作。
Looking to cleanse us and to make us whole.
他要来去使我们圣洁，使我们能够得完全。
So that ultimately we may truly be like our Lord Jesus.
使我们能够 是完全的像主。
In so far that we would form and really bear his character.
使我们能够活出主自己的性情。
Not just individually.
不单只是个人一方面这样做。
But corporately.
但是团体都能够表达主自己的性情。
As we read in that last verse, verse 23 that we read.
就是刚才我们看第23节那里来去表达的。
And so the Lord was able to use these times that we spent in the Word.
所以主能够用这一段的时间在他的话语上面来去向我们说话。
And I trust just as much all the other times that we spent in fellowship and encouragement of one another.
我相信在我们不同的交通、不断不同的祷告里面，主都是这样带领我们。
We had small group discussions, we had morning devotions.
我们在那个退休里面有小组的交通。
We had singspiration, we met at the Lord's table.
有唱诗歌的时间，亦都有擘饼的时间。
We had a campfire time of singing.
亦都有这个萤火会。
We had a time of open fellowship.
我们有一段公开开放的交通。
And I just praise and thank the Lord that the young people were so receptive to all the times. They opened up and they stood up, they prayed, they read scripture, they shared with one another.
感谢主，年轻人都在这一段的时间里面都站起来，有读经，有祷告，有分享。
There's a word that one of her brothers repeatedly used.
有一个词语，我们当中一个弟兄是时常都使用的。
And the young people would know what it is. They're looking at me. It starts with the letter V.
相信年轻人都晓得这个字是什么字。
Do you remember what that, remember what that
V,
word was?
V开始的, 不知道大家记不记得呢?
Yeah, I can't read your lips behind your mask. Vulnerable. Vulnerable. Might be hard for a brother to translate.
Vulnerable, 即是, 受害者是比较容易受伤害的，可以受伤害的。
So, I know that's not a word that we will find in scripture.
咁呢一个字，我哋喺圣经可能揾唔到。
But really the intent behind that word is that we would be those who would learn to open ourselves up as not just human beings, but as brothers and sisters in Christ.
咁但係嗰个意思就係我哋鼓励啲年轻人嚟去打开佢哋自己係容许主嚟去工作。
That we really learn to love one another.
藉住咁样我哋能够晓得嚟去彼此相爱。
And that we would consider others' interests before our own interests.
叫我哋能够係看别人比自己强。
But vulnerable also means that we would not be those who would succumb to the lies of this world, to the lies of the enemy.
咁呢个词语亦都讲到我哋唔好被呢个世界嗰一啲嘅谎言嚟去欺骗。
And just think that it's okay for us to not say anything.
咁就觉得我哋沉默就得啦，唔需要企起嚟去讲啲咩嘢。
To not say anything, to not do anything.
亦都唔系叫我哋觉得可以乜都唔作，乜都唔出声。
To just be quiet and sit in our corner.
就坐喺一个角落头里面嚟去肃静。
Because that's the exact opposite of what the Lord calls us to do.
因为呢一个系同主呼召我哋所作嘅系完全相反嘅。
That we would have a heart for the Lord.
因为主要我哋向佢有心。
And that would be made evident in our response through our mouths, through our hands.
咁佢系要叫我哋作出回应，用我哋嘅手，用我哋嘅口嚟向主自己嚟去作出回应。
The Lord indeed does want us to learn to be sensitive to His leading.
实在主系要我哋嚟去学习。向佢嗰个嘅带领，向圣灵嘅带领，有呢一个敏锐嘅心。
And to the Holy Spirit.
亦都要向佢同埋圣灵嚟去有敏锐嘅心。
And as such, then this brother kept encouraging the young people to be vulnerable with one another.
咁所以我哋嘅弟兄就嚟去鼓励呢班年轻人你系看你系互相容许系打开你哋自己嘅心嚟去容许。开放出来。
That we would be people who would not succumb to being alone or ashamed or afraid.
叫佢哋唔好向呢一啲嘅孤独呢啲惧怕呢啲嘅怕丑嚟去俾佢哋跨城。
But that we would all take up this calling that the Lord has given unto us.
但系我哋每一个人都能够刚强壮胆嘅嚟去回应主向我哋嗰个呼召。
To know him, to serve him, to worship him, to love him.
嚟去认识佢，嚟去服侍佢，嚟去敬拜佢，嚟去赞美佢。
And we do this when we conduct ourselves, when we live in this way amongst one another and in this world.
咁我哋就系需要咁样嚟去处身喺呢一个世界里面，亦都喺聚会里面，我哋要咁样嚟去活。
So that we can be a testimony in this world.
使我哋能够喺呢个世界里面作见证。
And we know that this is a challenge for all of us, not just the young people.
咁我哋晓得呢一个唔单止系向年青人嘅一个挑战，对我哋每一个人都系一个挑战。
There were a few young people that just shared about the struggles that they have in this world, and really with the friendships that they have.
咁有啲嘅年青人就分享到喺呢个世界里面，特别喺佢哋朋友间嗰啲关系里面系点样有好大嘅挑战。
And I think that's something that all is a matter that we consider regardless of our age.
咁我实在相信无论你年轻系年纪系如何都系有呢啲问题嘅。
Not that we necessarily struggle with it, but that is something that we do consider as far as how we conduct ourselves and how we display the love of our Lord with our neighbors, with our brethren.
咁可能我哋系有咩特别嘅挣扎，但系当我哋嚟去处身喺呢个世界，同其他嘅同事嗰啲邻居嚟去交谈嘅时候，我哋点样能够系活出主嘅见证出嚟咧
？So I won't share too much more because maybe there's some young people this morning that will want to share some more about the retreat.
咁我就唔会为咗呢个退休会再仔细交通，咁我希望年轻人们能够可以有佢哋嘅分享。
But really what I want to do is to give praise and thanks back to the Lord.
但係我嘅目的就要将感谢赞美去归俾我哋嘅主。
Because he is faithful.
因为佢系信实嘅。
And I want to give thanks back to the brethren here as well for all their prayers and all their expressions of thought.
咁亦都系亦都系感谢弟兄姊妹为着呢一个嘅退休会嚟去不断嘅代祷。
To be able to pull this together and have this time for the young people.
使我哋能够就将呢一个嘅退休会嚟去嚟去办妥出嚟使年轻人有呢一段嘅时间。
It is really a blessing.
实在系一段好蒙福嘅时间。
And that is something that we should not forget even as we grow in years on this earth.
实在当我哋嚟去慢慢长大我哋唔可以忘记呢啲主嘅恩典。
We may no longer be young people, young in spirit, but maybe not young in age.
即使我哋年纪唔再年轻，但系我哋灵里面都系要年轻嘅。
But we know that the Lord calls us together to be one, to be united in Him.
但系我哋晓得主呼召我哋叫我哋喺佢里面嚟去合一。
And so this is both for the young and the old and all in between.
呢个系为年轻人年长嘅。中年嘅都系咁样嘅一个功课。
All sizes, all shapes, all backgrounds.
无论你系咩背景，咩嘅嘅年纪，都系有要学呢个功课。
That we are one in Christ.
就系我哋喺基督里面系合一嘅。
And so together we need to walk as one in Christ.
所以我哋一同嘅，要系喺主里面嚟去。与主同行
and not let there be any divisions amongst us.
叫我哋喺中间冇任何嘅纷争
so that the Lord may be able to have what it is that He is after.
使主能够得着佢所要得到嘅
a church, a bride.
就系佢嘅教会，就系佢嘅辛苦
May all the glory be given back to Him.
愿荣耀，一切荣耀都归俾主自己。
Morning, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Okay. I just wanted to follow up from last month's sharing. I shared about how God had led me to a job, and I was in the process of waiting for a decision. And this is my update to brothers and sisters, because I know you've been very supportive in thinking and praying for me.So,
弟兄姊妹们早晨。咁我就继续个去交通喺我上个月前开始交通嘅关于搵工嘅事情。我想藉着呢个机会讲俾弟兄姊妹们听有咩嘅进展。
So, I want to thank and praise our Lord and the Holy Spirit's guidance. 2 days after my sharing, so that was on a Sunday, on a Tuesday, I got an email saying that I got the job, and then to report in to work on the following week, May the 9th.
喺九号即系二号啦，二号嗰阵时系星期二嚟嘅，咁就接到个信息系九号就可以开始被聘请开工。
So, It's, you know, at times I still think when I go to work, it's like, how did I end up here?
翻工嘅时候，自己再谂翻转头，经过咗乜嘢先至嚟到呢个地步咧？
Because it's not what I imagined where I would be.
系完全喺我嘅所想象嘅嘅之外嘅。
But I know one thing. This is where God had placed me.
我知道是神摆我在这里。
And so I'm thankful for that.
所以很感恩。
And I know that I need to continue to trust and obey God.
我知道我继续需要相信并且是顺服他。
So, my work has like, the first 3 months, the first 90 days is called a probation period.
是有三个月的试用期。
So I'm almost one third of the way. So this Thursday will be like my day 30 at work.
已经过咗三分一了。
But it's been a great experience. I have really good supportive coworkers. So I really want to thank God for that.
好感恩，因为系好great experience.
Very supportive.
一个好好嘅经历啦，同埋系有好多嘅好好嘅周围同我工作嘅一齐嘅coworker同事。
So I just wanted to take this time just to once again praise and thank our Lord. Thank you for the brothers and sisters who've been praying for me.
藉著呢个机会，感谢主，感谢弟兄姊妹们对我嘅扶持祷告。
I'll end my sharing.
交通就停喺呢度。
感謝主有機會俾我哋俾我有少少交通。
Thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to share.
聽到Eddie 弟兄講到啲年輕人。
Just earlier as I hear Brother Eddie share about the young people.
我都想話交通下年輕嘅人咧，應該要掌握住現在嘅時間。
That for all the young people to take hold of the now.
我覺得你哋而家好多都係跟住爸爸媽媽跟住嚟聚會，信耶穌，信主。
Many of you have come along with your parents to come here and you to believe in the Lord.
其實我就好羨慕你哋。
And I actually have a little admiration for you, towards you guys.
都希望你哋能够真系顺服圣灵嘅引领，带领你哋真系一路跟住我哋嘅主，一直走到路中。
That you would be able to really submit and be able to follow after the Lord all the days of your life.
我又喺度顺便交通一下我其实我今日有两件事要交通，一个是好消息，一个是坏消息。
So I wanted to share a little bit today. I have two bits of news. One is good and the other one's not so good.
但我想想想其实两件都是好消息来的。
But as I think about it, actually both, the news, they're both good.
我想交通一下我叫做是坏消息啦。
So I'll share about the one that I would consider not as good news.
就是我妈妈咧，就喺上个礼拜日晚啊，过咗身啦，俾主接走咗啦。
The last week, my mother was received by the Lord, passed away.
佢喺医院里边走嘅。
She passed away in the hospital.
走嘅时候咧，我啲弟弟妹妹喺香港咧，都喺佢旁边送佢走。
As she passed, younger siblings were with her as she left.
我信咗主啊，一段好长时间啦。
She has believed in the Lord for a period of time already.
佢七十几岁信耶稣。
She first accepted the Lord in her 70s.
走嘅时候系97岁。
And when she passed, she was 97 years old.
好有恩典。
There was much grace.
佢可以活到咁嘅年纪。
That she was able to live such a long life.
佢现在喺乐园里边，实在真系好得无比。
That indeed, now she is in paradise, and it's there's no better thing.
主已经抹去佢所有嘅眼泪。
The Lord has already wiped away all her tears.
再冇疼痛。
That no longer any pain.
同主一齐，实在系喺乐园里边，真系我哋将来都可以相见嘅。
That in paradise, in the Lord, we will once again, one day, meet her again.
我要感谢我哋个主。
I need to thank our Lord.
另外一个消息咧，可以话系唔好消息，但系又好消息喎。嗱，我觉得。
Now the other news is, I also think it's not good news, but it is good news.
点解咁讲咧？我就工作到呢个月尾咧，就会失业噶啦。
That at the end of this month, I will no longer be at work.
因为 但系谂下又系好消息、哦。
I will be unemployed, but yet I think that would be good news.
我谂下谂下我啊喺呢个期间里边，我已经系啊工作咗一段好长嘅时间。
And I think back, and it's been I've already worked many years.
我由13岁开始做嘢，做到今年73。
That I began working when I was 13, and this year I am 73.
60年啦。
60 years of work.
所以我刚才所提到嘅，希望而家你哋一班年轻嘅真系要好珍惜而家嘅时间。
That as I mentioned earlier, for the youth, the young people, please take hold and cherish the time that you have.
我从童年做到少年，跟住做到成年，跟住中年。正如上个礼拜啊，上个星期五弟兄所讲，而家做到老年啦。
That I have been working since I was a youth into to a young adolescent teenager, youth into a middle age, all the way to my elderly age.
以前咧就后生时间咧长头发啦。
That when in my youth I had longer hair.
而家咧要戴假发。
That now I have to wear fake hair.
以前系做工作时间，年轻时候做工作咧，搬啲嘢啊，100-200磅，随时搬得起嘅。
In the past, when I was young, I can lift and carry things 100 pounds or more.
现在就搬不起了。
No longer can I do that.
以前呢，行路飞咁快的。
And when I walked in the past, I would fly.
现在行行下呢，就啲膝头哥啊，啲脚板底痛了开始。
And even now, as I take a few steps, my knees and my feet hurt.
以前记性都几好啊，记尤其是记呢个圣经金句。
In the past, my memory was very good, especially with Bible verses.
现在咧啲记性好差。
But now my memory is fading.
揸住条左手揸住条锁匙咧，车匙咧，咁啊个脑咧就叫佢右手去揾。
So as I'm holding my car keys with my left hand, my brain is telling me to with telling my right hand to go look for my keys.
所以咧，而家咧就一路路啊，身体一路路衰残。
And I see my body deteriorating.
所以而家咧就真系要珍惜，
so,
尤其是年轻嘅听从，一定要听从圣灵嘅引领。
That especially for the young people, that we need to listen, obey the Holy Spirit.
因为我哋正如上个礼星期五弟兄所讲嘅，其实我哋喺呢个信主这个路上呢，我们有几个敌人的。
This is our brother shared this past week that as on our journey and following after the Lord, that there are a few enemies.
一个就是魔鬼啦，大家都知啦。
One is, everyone knows, is Satan.
一个就是世界啦。
And the other is the world.
千万不要被世界吸引。
Do not be attracted to this world.
一个就是自己。
And then the other one is ourselves.
就是这三个敌人。
And these are the three enemies.
所以我奉劝年轻的，或者连怎样什么年纪都好啦，都是要懂得数算自己日子，听从圣灵的引领。
So no matter what age you are, I pray that we all learn to number our days and to be able to submit to the Holy Spirit.
千万不要行差踏错。
Do not go astray.
我今天没什么交通没什么。
I am I sharing here?
今天我都是未决定交不交通的。但是今天早我们一早第一首诗歌173首。佢第一节嗰度系话我哋犯罪，使到我哋 烦闷啊，同埋药死咁样，病咁样，呢个烦闷。咁我睇睇就呢个英文词叫做 worry 啊吓 ，OK。
So this today I was not sure if I was planning to share, but as we sang a hymn earlier this morning, 173, there was a word there, weariness, I think.
咁亦都系
weary
喺你嘅时候，弟兄亦都系交通到喺报告板上嘅服侍表嗰度。亦都系讲到系话佢不厌其烦，一次又一次咁样，即系话提醒啲弟兄系有乜嘢，我哋有咩缺乏嘅，对于神嗰、那个侍奉下，即系有咩系有咩缺乏嘅。咁佢亦都系话到呢一个系繁琐呢一个字。
And just as our brother earlier shared about all the different services posted on the bulletin board, and he didn't want to weary brothers and sisters of it, he mentioned this word weary as well.
咁呢个繁琐呢个字亦都系同一个意思，亦系 weary.
And it has the same meaning as the word in the hymn, to weary.
咁我感谢弟兄，因为佢系不厌其烦，一而再咁样系咁提，即系咁样即系。向我哋讲，即系我哋有咩缺乏，有咩需要。但系我哋听嘅，我哋有阵时都会，我哋反为我哋觉得系一个烦厌。呢个系我哋即系喺主一个亏欠啊个。
I thank our brother that he would constantly remind us about these such things, even though we felt a weariness, a burdensome.
因为喺我哋在主嘅里面，我哋就唔应该系一个觉得一个烦厌，好似我哋一个日常嘅工作，我哋好似做惯咗之后，我哋觉得一个繁琐，一个例行嘅事，我哋好似话，就算系好似我哋朝头，即系我哋每次嚟到聚会嘅时候，我哋系咪觉得我哋一个好似系一个例行公事，我哋就嚟将个人带到嚟呢度，跟住我哋就带翻呢个人走，咁呢一个系咪？会唔会觉得系一个繁琐呢？如果我哋系在人嘅里面，我哋会系繁琐嘅。我哋有阵时我哋一耐咗，我哋将我哋嘅爱，要正如诗歌173佢讲话系，我哋因为犯罪，因为我哋唔喺，就所以觉得烦闷。因为我哋系离开咗主，所以我哋就觉得繁琐。我哋唔喺主里面。
That we would not be as this world is, where we for example, go to work and we go do it every day. Every day we do something that becomes wearisome to us. But we ought not to be like that. If we are, then it's as if we have forgotten the love of the Lord who sought us.
其实我是想着，都是想着交通到有几节圣经。因为这个圣经，尤其是我们晚上我们是查启示录，哈哈。就一至三章嘅，亦都系我哋星期一嘅早上，我哋系交通一个马拉基书吓。
So on Friday evenings we are studying Revelation chapter 1-3, and on Sundays we are studying the book of Malachi。
喺马拉基书一章十三节嗰度，佢系咁讲啊，佢话你们就说这些是何等繁琐，并嗤之以鼻，这是万军耶和华说的。
And in Malachi chapter 1 verse 13 it says, you also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts.
咁亦都喺启示录第二章第三节嗰度。
And also found in Revelation chapter 2 verse
3. 你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Verse 4, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
在繁琐这个字和这个乏缺，在马拉基书繁琐这个字，和在启示录这个乏缺倦那个字呢，也都是同一个字来的。
That we see in the book of Malachi a weariness, and then we see here in Revelation this word weary, it's the same.
咁亦都系 我所交通嘅就系话，或者我仲有嘅有一段圣经，你们就系以弗所书第六章第四节。
Also, one more passage, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
在大概三个月前，我是交通到我里面的难处。
About 3 months ago, I shared about the difficulty I was having.
咁亦都系有我同有个弟兄倾，交通过之后，弟兄亦都倾咗，亦都提话讲，亦都提及到话喺呢个难处，呢并未系乜嘢嘅，即系呢个系持续嘅，呢个系。
That I shared with a brother, and we had some fellowship, and he mentioned that this difficulty is ongoing.
因为喺大概喺三月嗰时，我交通嗰个难处嘅时候，已经呢件事已经系喺三个月之前嗰几个月开始。
That even as I shared this 3 months ago, that difficulty began 3 months prior to that.
咁三月到而家，亦系另外一个三个月。
And then now it's another 3 months since.
咁喺呢段时间，亦都系。就算到现在，到将来，亦都系呢个难处一样系咁继续嘅会。
That this difficulty will actually continue on into the future，
或者系呢一个系主俾我一根，即系好似正如保罗话，因为我唔可以同保罗相比，因为千万分之一都唔得。但保罗嘅里面嘅刺就系因为佢得着个启示系何等嘅大。主是不想他不因着他骄傲所以把他将他赐摆在那
里。I dare not compare myself with Paul, but, he had a thorn that the Lord placed in his life, because of a revelation, that the Lord gave him.
但我所知的就是赶不上保罗的千万分之一。
And what has been revealed to me cannot compare even to a 1/1000th of a 1% of what Paul was revealed to, what was revealed to Paul.
但是我知道如果是这个难处我也都不求祈求主将它移开。
But for this difficulty, I pray that the Lord will not take it away.
但是求主就是保守和给力量我可以成为一个十架的功课。
But I pray that the Lord will give me strength to teach me, that I will learn this lesson of the cross.
讲到这件事就是说一个繁琐同埋一个佛卷，因为喺呢几个月，应该系尤其是喺一路对我嚟讲，一个喺个身心同埋一个心理同生理方面都系一个比较疲倦嘅都系。
And for me, this weariness comes from maybe a emotional or psychological weariness, a bodily weariness.
咁直到上个星期五。上个星期四、星期五啦，星期五啦，星期五开始就啱啱，弟兄亦都提到上个星期系一个 long weekend 系咪？一个 long weekend 系。
This is our brother mentioned that we had a just long weekend this past weekend。
咁我系需要喺嗰个 long weekend， 我系要需要照顾我嗰两个孙啊。
And during this long weekend, I needed to take care of my grandchildren.
因为我两个孙嗰个妈妈就系去咗，跟着 long weekend， 佢自己出咗去 vacation。
And for that, because of a long weekend, my grandchildren's their mother went on vacation.
咁我个仔亦都系因为佢星期六系要有考试。
And because also that same weekend, my son, he had a test.
所以呢，他就希望在即临考试之前那几日，即或者用花多啲时间在度再重温习一次咁样。
That in order to take advantage of this time before his test to study.
咁当时我里面就起咗个，即係一直以来咁长久嘅咩嘅时候，我情绪就比较一啲，比较系即係激动咗啲，嗰度系比较开始有波动嗰度，因为因着咁嘅情形，亦都系觉得好疲乏咁样。
And because of this circumstance, this situation, it caused me to have some weariness because of what I was put under.
即係正如頭先我交通嗰段，就係話有一個繁瑣同一個乏倦。
So just as I shared earlier, it was tiring and it was a weariness to it.
咁直到星期六晚，當我个仔又系佢考完试之后，我就会即系同佢喺度交谈嘅时候，就喺言语上就大家俾就是、大家系一个嘅言语上比较一个 harsh， 即系一个系比较一个粗暴啲嘅言语啦，应该系啊。Yeah.
So after my son's test, on Saturday, we had conversation and our words were a little bit harsh to one another.
所以喺星期六晚，因为呢、这个，因为点解会咁咧？就因为系我所作嘅系作喺人嘅爱嘅里边，唔系作喺主嘅爱嘅里面。
Because my actions, what I did was out of love for man, not out of God's love.
所以先就咁，所以直到星期第朝早星期日嘅时候，我系个情绪系非常之不安静安定。
So the day after, on Sunday, I was very much, did not have any peace.
咁感谢主，佢系仍然系有说话俾我，因为主系喺一个释满一次，当我系衰即系低落或者一个咩嘅时候，主系有一个及时嘅供应，一个话语同埋一个安慰俾我嘅。
But I thank the Lord that he still had words for me that during these times, especially in these times, he has a timely word to supply me.
在星期五我因为我是不能够亲身到来星期五晚那个星期五晚我不能够亲身到来，但我又在网上听到弟兄一段的说话。
That although this past Friday I was not able to attend in person, I was able to listen online our brother's message.
喺当时即系有阵时我有系好多时我走开走埋，因为有两个细路喺度，有好多时。但系喺一段系话说话就系话个弟兄系讲到负担、责任、神的家。人的家。
So what I heard on Friday, even though I had to come back and forth because of the two children, what I heard our brother share was responsibility, the house of God, house of man.
咁佢个其实佢嘅意思同我所领受嘅系咩？佢因为弟兄讲到一个系一个传承一个责任，对神嘅家同埋对人嘅家都系有一个责任同埋有一个负担，但亦都可以讲得话系唔系一个负担，系一个理所当然。
Now, he mentioned that there's a house of God, a responsibility towards that, but it's actually not a burden, but it is reasonable. It is what we ought to our responsibility.
其实就在这里就是他讲到我听到是神的家和人的家。我就知道我自己为什么是会落入这样的呢，就是因为我自己是用人在我里面，在我家里面是用人，是用一个作父亲一个作长辈做头。
And because I was using kind of man's view as a father, the head of the household.
并不是说将神的家用主用神是作我家的头。
That I was being the head of my household as a man, a man's household, rather than having the Lord be the head of the house of God.
所以喺星期日下午嘅时候，我就同我个仔讲，我话对唔住，我系同佢讲对唔住。
So on Sunday, I said to my son, I apologized to him.
因为尤其是我哋中国人嘅传统就话，做父亲就做父亲嘅向个仔讲对唔住。是很难出口的。
It's very difficult to apologize, especially in Chinese culture, for the father to apologize to the son.
但是如果在神的来看的时候，如果从神的旨意跟随神的，我是应该跟他讲对不起。
But if to submit to the will of the father of God, I ought to say sorry to my son.
因为圣经里面又是讲到有一段，就是说你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Just as we read earlier, as fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord.
因为我惹儿女的气，就是因为我自己个人那个意愿，个人那个情绪脾气。所以就惹儿女的气。
That I provoked the wrath of my children because of my own doing.
因为以前我对呢段圣经我唔系好，我系个理解就系话，我哋唔好惹儿女的气，即系要就住佢啦，又或者系要唔好整到佢嬲啦咁样。但系呢个唔系，呢个系我哋就睇到就系话，如果我哋唔系跟着主嘅教训嚟作。我哋仍就系咁样，所以我系话，我同佢讲对唔住，一讲咗对唔住之后，我个人系安息咗，好平安，好安息。
That in the past I wasn't too sure how to take this verse. Do not provoke your children. I was just thinking, okay, we'll let them have their way a little bit and just not cause any trouble. But in fact, when I did not provoke them, I submitted to the Lord, and that gave me the peace.
因为同佢讲对唔住，并唔系话单单系同佢讲对唔住，我亦都系同神讲对唔住。
Because I was not only apologizing to my son, I was actually apologizing to my Lord.
因为你讲对唔住，好多时我哋觉得话，当然你讲对唔住，即系你自己系有一个过失。但亦都系会，亦都系包含咗你对对方嗰个谅解，同埋一个原谅。
That times when we say sorry, we feel bad for what it is that we did, but we're also asking for forgiveness.
所以感谢主就系、是、感谢主嘅怜悯，同埋一个对我对我嘅慈爱，亦都系。佢嘅恩典、佢嘅慈爱、佢嘅怜悯，系每日都系新嘅。
Thank the Lord for His mercy. His indeed His love and His mercy and His grace are new every morning.
就但愿我哋众人都有一个新鲜嘅心，每日都向用跟随主嘅旨意。
May we all have a new heart and to follow after the Lord.
啊，荣耀归主，我祷告系，我嘅交通系摆喺呢度。
Glory to God. I'll end my sharing here.
I just wanted to share a little bit about how I experienced the Lord at the youth retreat last weekend.
想分享喺嗰个年轻人特会退休会嘅一点点。
But before I get to that, I just want to talk about something that happened a few days before the retreat.
分享之前，我要再就要分享喺嗰个退休会之前几日发生嘅事情。
So on the Wednesday prior to Memorial Day weekend, I finished my last final exam.
我最后嗰个大考咧，系喺嗰个长周末之前嘅星期三。
And when I walked out of the testing center, I was so happy. I was like so full of happiness and joy, like I could finally enjoy 2 months of summer fun.
大考完之后咧，我真系好开心，因为就谂住前面嗰两个月可以。
I didn't have to study anymore. Freshman year was done. Like, we're good. Everything is okay.
中学第一年咁就搞掂咗啦，咁就唔使要再继续艰苦嘅去读书。
So that was my mindset on Wednesday afternoon.
嗰一个就系我星期三下昼想谂嘅。
But then on Wednesday evening, I started to plan out my summer.
星期三晚上咧就要开始计划依一个暑假要做啲乜嘢啦。
I was writing down all the things I had to do on a calendar, on my calendar, on my planner, making to-do lists, stuff like that.
就喺我嘅日历嗰度记低我所要将要做嘅事情。
And when I was writing everything out, that's when I realized I had a lot on my plate for these upcoming 2 months.
当我逐样逐样列出嚟嘅时候，就发现哇，原来前面有咁多嘢做。
I had to finish a whole year of online geometry in the span of 2 months.
我要系喺两个月嘅里边读满一年要读嘅地理科。I'm sorry, geometry. Oh, 系啊，几何。Okay, thank you.
I had to read 3 books as part of my summer assignments from school.
要读完3本嘅书喺暑假期中。
But not only did I have to read those books, I had to take handwritten notes on them, write essays, make slideshows, charts, etc.
唔单止要读噶，系要写好多报告等等。
And then on top of school assignments, I just started my new and first summer job where I'd be working 24 hours a week.
除咗学校。应付我学校俾我嘅功课之外咧，我仲要开始做暑期工一个礼拜，20个钟一个礼拜 ，24个钟每个礼拜。
And finally, just to top everything off, since I'm part of the basketball team, I still had to go to school twice a week because I had training and practice.
跟住仲要学校篮球队、哦，每一个礼拜2次去训练、哦。
So thinking about all this work and just all the things I needed to do made me like really panic, and I was just immediately overwhelmed. And that joy and excitement that I felt after I walked out of testing center, that was immediately gone.
So, 咁我谂咗写低咗，跟住谂，哇，原来前边有咁多嘢做咧。咁我喺嗰个大考之后嗰、那个轻松嗰、那个欢喜咧就冇晒啦。
So this was what was in my head before going on the retreat.
呢个就系我去退休会之前嗰个心态。
But at the retreat on the first night, we had a time of inspiration around a bonfire.
喺退休会第一晚之后，咁喺一个萤火嗰之前面咧，就一齐唱诗歌。
And we sang this one song that had a few lyrics that really touched me.
唱咗啲歌其中一首嘅歌词咧，系好摸着我嘅心。
The song said, "I'm fine. I say I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken."
嗰首歌嘅歌词系咁样讲，佢话我系 OK 嘅，我系 OK 嘅，冇问题嘅。但系喺我心里边，其实唔系太开心，系破碎嘅。我心里边。
In the last lyrics of the chorus, it said, "There's no failure, no fall. There's no sin you don't already know."
系喺对主咁样讲嘅，喺个副歌嗰度话，系我嘅失败，我嘅。Can you repeat it one more time?
There's no failure, no fall, no sin you don't already know.
我系有好多嘅失败，好多嘅罪，系冇一样系主你唔知道。
And when I heard this, I just felt so overwhelmingly thankful that despite all my issues, all my failures, all my weaknesses, that God still loves me each and every day.
虽然我有许多嘅弱点，许多嘅失败等等，但系主都知道，咁我就交俾主。
For our worth is not defined by our productivity, but it's simply defined that we are children of God.
系主仍然咁样咁深嘅爱我，我哋所我哋嘅价值嘅系唔系我哋因为我哋做出咗乜嘢嚟，而系因为我哋神嘅儿女。Thank you.
It's not because of how we look or what we do, how we do it, how well we do it. Simply because God loves us.
我哋价值唔系因为我哋系做乜嘢出嚟，系要做啲乜嘢，系反而因为我哋系神嘅儿女。
And also, I think through this song that we sang and the retreat as a whole, God really reminded me that I was relying a lot on myself and on my own abilities.
并且依一个退休会提醒我，我一直做嘅完全好多嘢都系靠住我自己做。
And for that very reason, that's why I was stressed out and just mentally breaking down.
因为咁嘅原因，我靠着自己做，所以我就好多忧虑，好多压力摆在自己身上边。
But then when I rely on him, I feel so much more at rest and so much more at peace.
但系当我靠去倚靠主嘅时候，我就有平安并且系好安稳。
I was reminded that even like when no one else around me knows what's going on in my head, not even my closest friends, not even my parents, God does, and he's here to help carry my burden for me.
我是被提醒，当我身边没有朋友能够分担我的忧虑的时候，主在那里能够帮助我。
And I think that's something that I definitely need to hold on to more and to remember more often, just to give everything up to God because he's the one who's in ultimate control.
我是需要找着这一点来完全依靠主，因为主是掌管一切的主。
Hi, I also wanted to share about the youth retreat.
我也想交通一点关于退休会。
And thank you, Annalise, for going first. It gave me a lot of courage.
多谢 Annalise 开始分享，咁我就跟上去啦。
So the theme was of the world, but not of the world. In the world, but not of the world.
今次退休会嘅主题系你喺世界里边，但你系并非属于这个世界。
And the messages were like the whole treat was just a really great reminder of like the temporal fulfillment that we have in the world.
重点就是在这个世界上面是虽然有许多暂时能够满足我们的事物。
I think that my takeaway would be something that I think I want to say most, if not all of the youth there experience.
我所分享的不单只是我个人并且相信在特会里面许多年轻人都有同感的。
And that would be the prompting of the Lord.
就是主在我们心里面嗰一个圣灵嘅感动。
They say that when the Lord prompts you, your heart beats really fast, so you can't hear anything else.
当主感动我哋嘅时候，我哋嘅心可能系卜卜跳，乜嘢都听唔到。
And that happened for me, like all 3 days of the retreat, even in like a small discussion group, or even like together when we had prayer time at our own cabins.
那三日里面主不停地这样感动我，无论在我们的小组分享信息等等。
Yeah, and somebody also shared, I don't remember who, but somebody shared that when God wants you to do something, he is still giving you a choice, and you just need to take that first step.
并且有一个分享是这样讲的，当主要我们做一件事情的时候，他是给我们有得拣选。
Yeah, that was...What I mostly remember from the retreat.
在揀選的時候，你要係作出一步去選擇，這個就是我所記得的在特會裡面。
During bread breaking, I was still contemplating whether to share or not.
是，並且在抹餅的時候，我就考慮緊，會不會去分享。
And, so YouVersion has a verse of the day.
那个退休会里面每日都有一节的经文。
And the verse of the day was Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Okay, 就是在使徒行传第一章第八节那里，当圣灵临到的时候，你就会得着能力。
Just that first part was my like 100% deciding factor.
就是这一节圣经就这样在那个时候鼓励我。
Yeah, also the brother and sister that their encouraging words they shared was my 200%.
并且弟兄姊妹在特会里面这样鼓励我。
Yeah, that's the way I'm sharing.
咁就好像这节圣经这样讲，是圣灵临到你们的身上，你就必须得着能力。
Hi. So one of the most important lessons that I learned and was reminded of during the retreat was to not quench the Holy Spirit.
在退休會裡面,我得著的一點就是不要來到消滅聖靈對我在我們心裡面的感動。
I think just like Abigail, I could feel the Holy Spirit throughout like all 3 days. It was like something that I couldn't just not escape.
好像姊妹刚刚分享,我在特会里面是不断有圣灵感动我的心,是走不掉的。
And I just remember being like nervous all the time because like I could just like feel my heart beating all the time. And it was just like, you have to share, you know.
我记得心里面是白白跳,是很紧张的,是要时常里面有圣灵的感动要去分享。
And I remember like needing a lot of courage and just being like nervous to take the first step.
我记得是非常紧张,但是需要走前面这一步。
And I think God really helped me to like take the first step and sort of like tell me inside my head, like, you know, you got this, just speak.
不是我自己头脑里面这样讲,要去分享,是主实在帮助我。
And so we had this testimony time during the retreat.
在退休会里面有一段时间是为着分享见证。
And it was really inspiring to me because I think there was like so many different people that just took that first step and decided to speak.
很多其他的弟兄姊妹就踏出那一步来作出他的见证,讲出他的见证。
There were like people that were like, I guess, considered younger and that like I'd never like really been able to like share that sort of like sharing time with before that spoke.
并且很多弟兄姊妹作见证是比我年轻的,他都这样作见证。
And I was just really encouraged by how they got up the courage to go and speak up there and share even the most simplest of things.
当那些比我年轻的弟兄姊妹作见证的时候,比我有很大的鼓励。
And so I think that really reminded me that whenever you share or listen to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't always have to be something that's long and complicated, and it can just be something that's really simple.
我被提醒的就是我们被圣灵催促分享的时候,我们不需要分享一些很难、很深奥的事情,反而是一些很简单的感恩都是可以的。
Just like the parable of the mustard seed, you know, something small can grow to be something very big and magnificent.
就是好像芥菜种的比喻,一粒小芥菜种是被主称许的。
So I think no matter who you are, it's like, it's okay to share something that's really simple.
是你有一些很简单的事情要分享,是可以的。
Like, of course, it's good to have something that's like, I don't know, it's like very deep sometimes, but it's also okay if you just have something very simple because that can be really impactful too.
有时候不需要一定要分享一些很深奥的事情,有一些很简单的真理都可以分享。
And just by taking that very small first step, it's going to give you more courage and more like effort inside of you to be able to make bigger and bigger steps.
首先需要行的就是作出的第一步,接着之后其他的就很容易会来。
Even if like it never gets easier because it really does never get easier.
有时候会觉得不会那么容易的。
At least, you know, you started that path. Like, we've been talking a lot in youth worship about how, you know, once you, like, make the first prayer at bread breaking, you know, you're finally set free.
我们并且在楼上的年轻人聚会都是这样分享,当你在麦饼聚会能够作出你第一次作出的祷告的时候,之后就会很容易了。
That doesn't just apply to that, though. I think it just applies to, like, anything that requires courage or like listening to the Holy Spirit.
不单只是应用在麦饼聚会当中,或者其他的事情,其他属灵的事情,我们听从圣灵要踏出那一步。
Because, you know, once you start listening to the Holy Spirit, it's going to set you on a path and you're going to be set free and it's just going to get easier and easier to like sort of like listen to it.
我哋能够踏出第一步听从圣灵嘅时候，我哋就能够被释放，就能够更容易嘅顺住去听从圣灵。
So, I guess the retreat really reminded me that like even simple things can be really impactful and meaningful, and they're important too.
退休会提醒我就系一啲好简单嘅事情分享出嚟系能够俾我哋能够彼此嘅建造。
Hello, guys.
大家好。
I just wanted to share two things that I gained from the retreat as well.
退休会分享两点。
I was asked to serve like 2 months before the retreat.
喺两个退休会两个月之前，我就被问被邀请去服侍。
And I wouldn't say my heart was completely in it, but out of obedience to the Lord, I you know said I would serve.
我唔能够讲喺当时我系完完全全嘅愿意去咁样做，但系我系最后就顺服。听主嘅话就愿意答复去参加服侍。
And one of the messages shared by Brother Sam from PCIC talked about the fullness of joy.
讲一个满足嘅喜乐，就系其中有喺 Mountain View 嘅弟兄 Sam 所分享嘅一篇信息。
And I think the song we just sang in the beginning also really summed it up well.
我哋头先唱嘅诗歌系好好嘅，能够作一首嘅一个嘅总结。
The line that says, "Though not the way I choose, in my way I might lose the joy that yet for me awaits."
就系头先讲到就系、当我
The first verse, the second line.
Okay. 虽非我愿选择，但若行走几路，我将丧失从天上来的喜乐。
And I totally like realized this when one of the kids during testimony time shared like, you know, there was so much more things he could have been doing during Memorial Day weekend.
当我分享的时候，在一个长周末，有一个人弟兄分享，他就说这个长周末里面其实我可以揀选自己做的纪录，自己做的事。
And, you know, I was asked 2 months before and I knew I'd be done with school by then.
我是两个月之前已经愿意来被邀请参加这个服侍。
And, you know, just like Annalise, I, you know, thought of all the things I could do. I'd be free of school. I could hang out with my friends and just relax and have time to myself.
就好似姊妹之前分享，我嗰阵时已经知道嗰、那个长周末系唔需要翻学，就其实可以计划做自己许多要做或者需要做想要做嘅事情。
And in the beginning, serving felt like just another burden for me, as I would have just finished finals and I, you know, would only have a few days to prepare to serve.
觉得参与呢个服侍咧，就系好似一个重担咁样。
But at the retreat, I realized how much joy of the Lord I would have missed out if I had not gone.
但是退休会之后，我就有另一个想法，哇，如果我没有参加到这个退休会，我就失去了这个经历满足喜乐这个机会。
So yeah, I just want to praise the Lord that, you know, I was able to go and experience that fullness of joy.
赞美主，我能够参与这个退休会，能够经历这个满足的喜乐。
The next thing I want to share was something the Lord has shown me over the past year.
另外一点我想分享的就是主在过往一年所给我经历的。
At school, I live, there's 6 of us all together in an apartment.
在学校里面我们是6个人住一间的 apartment.
And it's a 2-bed, 1-bath, so it's not like super big.
是两间房一个厕所，不是非常大。
And, you know, we're all college boys, so some of them might be a little bit messier.
大学的男仔有些呢就很咧啡。Thank you.
So, you know, at home, I'm used to like certain ways of living, how my parents taught me.
喺屋企里面呢当然係好企理㗎啦，因为係爹哋媽咪家落。
And there's some like living habits of my roommates that I questioned.
佢哋有啲我其他嘅同住嘅男仔呢，佢哋就好叻嘅，就我成日都睇唔惯。
But I would like just deal with it and just not make a big fuss about it.
但係都冇辦法，都唔會因着咁樣而有乜嘢嘅意見。
And so another one of the messages from Brother Derek from HGSB, he talked about unity in Christ.
喺San Bruno嘅 Derek 弟兄就講到一點
Unity in Christ.
Unity in Christ, 是讲到基督的合一。
And, you know, I had no idea the Lord was showing me this until that message.
我完全没想到主会提醒我这一点的，直至听了之后。
And it was like, not creating division.
就是不要产生一些的纷争分歧。
Oh.Five out of six of us are believers.
喺我嘅同房嗰啲男仔当中，有五个系基督徒。
So, not like complaining and you know causing strife between the body.
系主提醒我唔好要喺我哋当中咧发生一啲分歧纷争。
So yeah, the Lord was like showing me. I already knew that.You know, supposed to be a good testimony towards non-believers.
我知道是我们做基督徒需要有一个在未信主的人面前有一个好的见证。
But this was just a good reminder about how important it is to be a good testimony to brothers and sisters as well.
这个是一个好的提醒，特别是见证是还要在弟兄姊妹面前都要做一个好的见证。
And forgiving each other and sacrificing and showing the love of Christ toward each other.
彼此的原谅，彼此的sacrifice 是去被牺牲。
Yeah, thank you.
Since all the young people are sharing, maybe I'll share them.
咁見到年輕人都有願意都分享一啲。
Very encouraging to hear our young brothers and sisters sharing.
咁聽到佢哋嘅交通，我係得到好大嘅勉勵。
This past Friday, after the meeting, after our brother's message.
咁过去星期五晚，咁弟兄嚟去分享之后，
a sister came up to me, a young sister came up to me.
咁一个年轻嘅姊妹就嚟到我面前
，and she handed me a big bag of gummy bears.
咁就俾咗一大袋嘅嗰啲嘅软糖
，like £5 worth.
咁系五磅嘅嗰一啲嘅红忍软糖。
And she said she got this at the conference at the retreat.
咁佢就话咁我喺呢一个退休会得到嘅。
And I was like, wow, what were they doing? They're just giving it out. I think she won something. I think she either won something or she got a hold of this bag of candy.
咁佢就喺呢个退休会度得着呢一包五磅嘅糖。
And then she gave it to me, and I asked her.Did you know it's my birthday? Is that why you're giving it to me?
咁佢就咁我佢俾佢嚟俾我，咁之后我就问佢你系咪俾我？因为我生日咧，嗰日原来系我生日嚟嘅。
Actually, yesterday was my birthday. Saturday was my birthday, but she gave this to me on Friday.
咁寻日系我生日，咁佢星期五晚，咁我就以为佢系因着我生日，所以送俾我。
And then she said, "No, I didn't know it's your birthday."
咁佢就话
Is it your birthday?
咁我都唔知，我唔知原来你听日生日，所以我唔系因着你生日，所以俾呢包糖你。
So she didn't know it was my birthday, so I asked her why did you give me this these gummy bears?
咁我就问佢咁既然唔系我生日，点解你俾呢包糖我咧
？And she said, "Because I know you like gummy bears."
咁佢就话咁因为我晓得你喜爱呢一啲嘅红忍软糖。
Now that moved my heart. I was like, wow.
咁我嗰一刻就好感动啦。
I don't know if someone put her up to it or someone reminded her to give me those bears or give me that candy.
咁我唔知係咪有人提醒佢俾呢包糖 Michael.
Whatever the reason was, she still had to give up that candy. And yesterday was indeed my birthday.
咁尋日的確係我生日。
And the Lord used this little exchange with his sister to remind me something.
咁主就利用呢一個好小同呢個姊妹嘅交談就提醒我一點。
We don't need to wait for a certain day or a certain time to think of someone.
咁我哋唔需要等咩節日嚟去想起一個人。
That we know this person, we care about this person, any day we can be thoughtful and do something for this person.
咁若果我哋係想起呢一位弟兄或者姊妹，咁係。 邊一日都可以嚟去為佢做一點事。
And I think of the Lord for and me. Do I have this kind of consideration for my Lord?
咁我就嚟去想，我對於主有冇咁樣同上嘅心思咧？
Just like our brother shared earlier, is there a weariness to what we do and what we say or how we serve or how we live?
咁好似頭先弟兄提醒，咁我哋嚟去服侍主，嚟去為主作工嘅時候，有冇覺得繁瑣咧？
Do we only do it on the Sunday when we come here and we worship and it's one day out of the week? This is when we think of the Lord.
咁我哋係咪淨係星期日就嚟到呢一度，就淨係一個禮拜一日咁樣嚟去服侍主咧？
Or is it any day, every day, when we know what pleases Him, are we able to do it?
咁定係每一日嚟去揾主所喜悦嘅事情嚟去做咧？
Our brother Moy shared on Friday one thing that it kind of caught my attention and I remember.
咁梅弟兄星期五嘅分享裏面有一點我係記得嘅。
He said there are 2 days that are very important, or 2 days that count.
咁佢就分享到有兩日係主所紀念嘅。
That day, right? That day the Lord returned. That day that when the Lord returns, that day is of utmost importance.
其中一日就是那日，就是主的日子。
But the other day is today, today.
另外一日就是今日，今天。
Not yesterday or the next day, but today.
不是昨天，不是明天。
You know, just as our brothers shared earlier, can we take hold of today? Right now.
咁頭先弟兄交通道，我哋可唔可以抓緊今日咧？
And he encouraged the young people, take hold of today, today that opportunity you have right now.
咁弟兄係鼓勵年輕嘅，趁住還有今日去抓緊嗰個機會。
And I'll go even farther, not just today, because you can say I'll do it later today.
咁我願意更深嘅嚟去思想，唔單止係今日。 因為我哋可以話今日遲啲至做。
Yeah, I missed out earlier today. I'll do it later today.
咁頭先剛剛今日做唔到，咁我就吞遲一啲，遲啲今日再去做翻。
But not even think about today, but think of right now. Right now at this very moment.
咁唔單止去諗今日，我哋要喺呢一刻，今刻。
Because right now is the day of salvation. Right now is the acceptable time.
因為呢一刻就係悦納嘅日子，呢一刻就係得著救恩嘅日子。So
I'm so encouraged when I see these young brothers and sisters pick up that mic right now. When the Holy Spirit prompts you right now, do it right now.
咁我實在係被呢一啲年輕嘅弟兄姊妹鼓勵，因為當聖靈嚟去催促你呢一刻嚟去攞呢個�ic嚟去分享嘅時候，你就抓緊呢一刻。
Because like our sister shared, it's not, it doesn't go away, right? The Holy Spirit always there prompting you. And I feel it right now. My heart is beating fast and beating. And all I hear is my heartbeat.
咁我哋晓得啊，圣灵系唔会放过你嘅，咁佢系会不断嘅喺你里面催促你。
So don't quench the spirit.
所以唔好消灭圣灵嘅感动。
And so I'll just end with what our brother ended with on Friday evening.
咁我结束嘅时候就用头先星期五晚梅弟兄所终结嘅嗰一点嚟。
And so he ended with Revelation chapter 3, the last few verses, I think 19 to 22.
咁佢係就係用呢、這個啟示錄第三章最後嗰幾節嚟去完結嘅。
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
咁啟示錄第三章
19
第十九節，凡我所痛愛的，我就責備管教他，所以你們要發熱心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door with me, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So when my kids, Nathaniel in particular, when hears a knock on the door, hears a ring on the door, we'll go take a peek.
咁当我个儿子 Nathaniel 听到有门钟嘅时候，咁佢就走去门嗰度睇一睇。
And 9 out of 10 times it's Amazon or delivery, right？
咁大部分都系嗰啲送货嘅嗰啲人。
And he won't open the door. He'll just wave sometimes, and then he'll go back.
咁佢唔会打开道门，咁佢可能挥一挥手咁走噶啦。
And that's most of us, right? We're not going to open the door for the delivery. Maybe most of the time we don't. We just hear the door. I mean, hear the knock, and then we just leave it closed.
咁好多时候我哋就听到门钟，咁我哋都就由得佢。
But when he hears my car and he hears me walking up the steps and he knows that his father's coming, he opens the door.
咁但系当我儿子听到我架车揸紧入去个车房咁当佢听到我个脚步声行上去，咁佢就走嚟打开道门。
I'm usually holding a bunch of stuff, so I'm so happy when someone opens the door for me.
咁通常我都系攞住好多嘢嚟去入屋嘅，咁所以有人为我打开门，我好高兴啦。
So may we be ones who, when we hear our Lord at the door, be ready, waiting to open that door.
咁愿意我哋都系嗰一班当我哋晓得主系要入嚟嘅时候，我哋准备好嚟去为主嚟去打开呢道门。
And he's ready and waiting for us to open so he can come in and to dine with us.
咁佢係就预备好，当我哋嚟去打开道门嘅时候，佢要进入嚟与我哋同坐同席。
Praise the Lord for the words he's shared to us through these past two weekends.
咁謝主喺呢两个星期嚟去向我哋说话。
I'm not sharing.
交通就停喺呢度。
I thank the Lord that the good work that he has begun, he will complete.
我坐呢个位置咧，睇到嗰边咧就好清楚嘅。
And as I sit here where I'm situated, I can see very clearly everything over there.
当交通聚会开始嘅时候，我就见到佢哋，哇！我都唔知用咩说话嚟形容。我知道佢哋咧嘅心咧，梗系七上八落啊，吓！
I don't know what words to use to describe it. I can see them jittering and moving. They must be going crazy.
是不是?
Is that the case? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
啊?
Yeah,
yeah. 但是呢,我见到他们交通完了之后呢,哇,好像整个呢,怎样啊?松晒这样。
But I see as after they shared, I see this kind of relaxation, this burden that's lifted.
是不是?所以圣经的话真是很实在的。当我们体贴圣灵的时候，就是喜乐和平安。
We see that the word of the Lord is so true that once we consider the work of the Spirit, it's full of joy and peace.
所以, 信服圣灵的催促, 我们是享用到主生命的平安和喜乐。
That when we submit to the Holy Spirit, we can enjoy the joy and the peace that is provided.
所以这个是一个经历。
This is the experience.
信服的功课呢,是我们一生都学的。
The lesson of submission is something we'll learn throughout the entirety of our lives.
我都同弟兄姊妹一同的阿门, 就是当我们听到弟兄姊妹, 交通到他们在主面前学习信服的功课的时候,我们都被鼓励。
I amen with brothers and sisters. They say that we are encouraged with the lessons that we learn about submitting to the Holy Spirit.
无论13岁或者73岁, 这个功课我们都仍然在学习。
We are still learning this, whether you are 13 or 73.
昨天呢, 我们有机会和我的孙和我两个女儿的家庭呢,
A couple of days ago, I was able to have a get together with my grandkids and my daughters.
咁咧，因为今次佢嘅妈喺度，佢哋啲阿妈喺度咧，我就要俾嘢佢哋食咧，我哋要好小心。That
because their moms were there, I had to be very careful when giving food to my grandchildren.
咁我就带咗一啲饼。And
so I brought some cookies.
咁我就问佢哋，诶，你哋中唔中意？咁佢哋岌头，我好中意。
And I asked them, would you like some of this? Do you like it? And they nodded their head, yes. And then so they took that and they brought it to their mothers and asked, can I have this? And their mothers kind of waved and said no. And so they took their cookie and they gave it back to me.
咁我话咁你中唔中意啊？
And I asked them, "Do you like it?"
中意啊！
Then they nodded that I do like it.
咁佢又拧转头望下佢阿妈。
Then again, they turned back to their mothers.
佢阿妈冇表情。
And their mothers were expressionless.
佢话 My mom say no.
And they told me my mom said no.
我非常感谢神。
And so I very much thank the Lord.
从他们身上我看到什么是顺服的功课。
That in them, I see a lesson of submission.
他们很喜欢吃那些饼饼。
That even though a cookie that they love to eat.
但是因为妈妈说no,
but because their mother said no.
虽然他们很喜欢,但是他们都愿意顺服妈妈。
That even though they really wanted those cookies, they were willing to submit to their mother.
And
is this the lesson that we need to learn before the Lord for our entire lives?
在圣经里面, 撒母耳记上, 15章22节那里说,
In 1 Samuel chapter 15,
第22节,
verse 22,
撒母耳说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭。
So Samuel said, the Lord has delight in burnt offering and sacrifices.
岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢?
As in obeying the voice of the Lord.
今天我们可以很忙碌做很多的事情。
And today we can be very busy with everyday matters.
但是, 圣经告诉我们,神喜悦人听从他的话呢?
That the Lord has greater delight in obeying the voice of the Lord.
听命胜于献祭,顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
That behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed better than the fat of rams.
弟兄姊妹,信服, 如果我们抓紧自己, 一味在那里害怕的时候,
Brothers and sisters, if we hold on to that fear and we hold on to that, it is very difficult.
但是如果我们肯主啊 ，because 因为你话要我咁做，因为圣灵喺声音喺我哋里边咁样讲，我哋就跟从做，嗰、那个系真系一个好快乐、好快乐嘅果效。
But if we're willing to submit and obey, then that is a wonderful result.
正如上主日你弟兄同我哋交通，记唔记得？一个礼拜好耐啦，全然涂抹，不肯灭绝。
That what we shared last Sunday already, it's been a while. To utterly blot them out.
上个礼拜唔系好耐啫，系嘛
？Last Sunday was not that long ago, was it?
你哋兄就提到，因为扫罗冇遵从神嘅话。而体贴佢自己嘅意思，冇全然嘅涂抹，不肯灭绝，而落喺亏损嘅里边。
Because Saul was not willing to obey the Lord, and utterly blot out, then he suffered great loss.
所以喺神嘅面前，每一个神嘅儿女，无论我哋乜嘢嘅年纪，我哋喺神面前都愿意学习。就是听命胜于献祭。
That for us, children of God, no matter what age, that this is the lesson that we need to learn to obey is better than sacrifice.
而不加上我们自己的感觉，我们自己的意思。
And also to not go with our own beliefs or our own will.
所以主就是喜悦我们听他的话。
And so the Lord desires for us to listen to his voice.
就好似我嗰啲孙仔，佢虽然好中意嗰啲饼饼，但系佢话 because mom say no.
Like my grandkids, who even though they really wanted those cookies, but because their mom said no.
所以琴日主藉着嗰几个小朋友俾我学习咗一个提醒，我一个学习。一个顺服的态度。
That through my grandkids, I reminded me of this lesson of submission to the Lord.
感谢主，愿意我哋一同个学习。
Praise the Lord, and may we all learn together.
我哋一同个长进。
That we would all grow together.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. It's about the end of our sharing meeting.
结束之前咧，唔知有冇弟兄们有一首诗歌，我哋主带领你嘅，我哋唱一首诗歌，然之后我又结束交通聚会。
Does anyone have the guidance of the Spirit to have a song for us before we end?
366.
Let's sing hymns 366. Hymn 366.
弟兄姊妹都一同嘅交通到我哋信徒嘅功课。
Brothers and sisters have shared about the lessons of submission.
但系我哋亦都愿意每一个弟兄姊妹喺主嘅面前都有一个咁样嘅心愿咧，就系。让主来到随时嘅调动我哋。
That we would all have this heart that the Lord would continue to show us the way.
信服系我哋要学习嘅。
Submission is a lesson we need to learn.
让主来到作呢个决定咧，亦都系我哋今天一个好重要嘅功课。
But to allow the Lord to make the choice is also a very important lesson.
尤其是在第四节，特别讲到话完全的脱离自己，又破碎又剥夺，使我成灵。
This as it says in verse 4, that to free from myself, Lord, break me and strip me that I be nil.
将我完全的倒空，使我可以干净的。被主所用
that I would be empty and purged, that I may be clean.
愿意主嘅话呢提醒我哋，又愿意我哋接受圣灵嘅引导，都活喺主嘅面前。
May the Lord remind us to live in the presence of the, to submit to the Spirit and live in the presence of the Lord.
366首.
Hymn 366.
我哋一齐有呢个祷告，啊！愿圣灵带领你开声，同你祷告。
If you're led by the Spirit, to open up your voice, for prayer.
Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Indeed, you're good, Lord. And
awesome. You are so awesome. It's beyond words. And you are so beautiful and wonderful. For you stand for nothing but good. And only good can come from you. There is no good besides thee.
Mm-hmm.
There is no love besides thee. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you for receiving us as the child of God that we are to you, pardoning all our sin, forgetting them, and loving us and continue to be the light beneath our feet. Thank you, Abba, Father, for your awesome. And thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, for he has helped make this all possible. And without him, we can never be able to receive your awesomeness. Thank you, Abba, Father. In our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
主要是我们被献在祭坛的上面。主要是叫我们胜过自己，叫我们能够遵循主你的旨意。主要仰望主，叫话语的实际，成就在我们众人身上。祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Lord, you are Alpha, you are Omega. The good work you have started, you will complete. Lord, we look up to you. You take the first place among us. Lord, thank you, thank you. You are good to us indeed. Oh, Lord, let us all admit you are the potter, we are the clay. Let us all submit before you. Oh, Lord, besides trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Lord, let us all learn to submit to our Lord totally. Lord, thank you for the wonderful fellowship time. Lord, glory, praise us all unto you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated.